Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about harvesting drought-stricken corn for corn silage. So what are some things that I think you need to keep in mind? Well, number one, tonnage is obviously going to be way down. So keep in mind that you're harvesting something that's not going to have a lot of grain, if any, and also that the tonnage is going to be very low. Second thing, because the tonnage is low, you need to think about the harvesting cost. You know, a lot of our custom harvesters probably will look at those fields and they will quote you a per acre price rather than a per ton price. If that's the case, they're just trying to be fair to themselves because their cost of running over an acre is likely very similar whether there's 6 ton to the acre or whether there's 12 or 14 ton to the acre. The other thing that you need to think about is nitrate levels. If we get substantial rain, generally what happens is those plants will take up a significant amount of nitrogen as a response to the rain. If we wait about 5 to 7 days before we start harvest or continue with harvest, those levels generally drop. Some of you may want to check for those nitrate levels before you start chopping. If you do, you want to remember to harvest the lower portion of the plant, say the bottom foot of the plant, and only send that into the lab for analysis. Nitrates concentrate in the lower portion of the plant, so if we're just looking for a problem, probably best just to sample the lower foot of the plant to determine that. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to think about whether or not they can use some of this drought-stricken corn as corn silage to feed their animals in the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.